Parshas Kitzavoi, among the things that are discussed, which we're supposed to read before Rosh Hashanah, Tichlo, Shana Vekilo Yisrael, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, we could really use it. Probably every year they could, but certainly this year's been a year that no one would have imagined in their wildest dreams. They told you that you can't, you have to be wearing masks in the street. You certainly would have thought that they're lost their marbles, and it's become a norm, which is something that is certainly not normal. It has become the norm. The Bechura, I'm just thinking that obviously the Nekud is to be mizboinin in what's going on to see what could be changed. Man Taskilu Bechol Shetasu, Man Taskilu. The Targum Kimdumani translates that one should be mizboinin. Sforna, I think, says. One should be mizboinin, in the reading. I just wanted to speak about one nekuda. And that is the pasuk of the Techacho, Tachas Asher Levaratas Hashem Lekecho, Besimcho, Vetulevov, Mirevko. Like the Rambam writes, at the end of Hilchot Lulov, Perek Ches Halachat Ezvoch, Asimcho, Sheyismach Odom Asiyas HaMitzvoi, Subahavat Sakel, Shetziva Behen, Avoy Degedir Lehi. It's a tremendous avoido, the simcha of asiyas and mitzvahs, uva avas akel, shetziva mitzvahs. Even without doing mitzvahs, just pashat love for the Rebbeinu Shelayim. Avoido gedelihi v'chol aminei asmei misimcha zu roili parim imenu. It's not just that a nice thing, an added frill that a person should tack on. V'chol aminei asmei misimcha zu roili parim imenu shenemar tachas asher levatas Hashem lekecho v'simcha v'tu leivav. So simcha is a certain thing that I think is many people are lacking in general in this generation, and certainly when it comes to Avodas Hashem. Even as I once heard from a Rav, he was saying that an older man said, he says, could be that this generation has the Torah, but our generation had a Kadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, there's a certain, maybe be medactic. It could be that a person in a Chanami Dams Vasikin and he learns three Siddur Maday and he's medactic B'Kalu B'Chamura. But if he's missing that connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that Shaychus, that which very often comes with Simcha, it comes because of the Simcha brings a certain Dveikus, when a person really, a person's connection to his family, it's a certain Simcha, which is very often the Ger. If a person's lacking that Simcha, then he's lacking the connection, he's lacking an integral Chelek of his Avodas Hashem. And I think I mentioned in the past, it's a story that the older person was saying that his son spends hours, I think it's a gift for us just to mention it because we're learning Dalet Minim. So his son spends hours upon hours choosing his Dalet Minim. So but the night before he's about to shuffle his lulav on the first night of Yontif, he sleeps a good night. Says, I come in and I'm out in 5 minutes, I already have my whole set. Says, but the night beforehand, from 2 o'clock in the morning, I can't sleep already. Why don't you be mekayem the mitzvah? I'll tell you a story, interesting story that happened to somebody in this chabura. Used to be in this chabura in the past. And he was giving a tour in Europe. And they came to the Kedushas Levi's kever. They came to the Radishavar's kever. And one of the stories that he tells, he says it's Minash Amayim, whatever story pops into his head at the time. He has a tremendous amount of whatever story he decides to say, kids are decided to say a story. Kedushas Levi was, Levi Yitzchak started off as a Litvak and afterwards became a Chassid. Kids are Litvaks, those that actually don't know, as we saw now, when you get to Chatzitza, there's an Indian to take off your tefillin before you shakal the lulav, means that you're supposed to put on your tefillin during Kol HaMoed. That was the minig for many, many generations, is to put on tefillin during Chol HaMoed. The Maaseh L'Zoris says not to, and that's why the Mechaber Pas says not to, and that's how the grain goes, and that's minig Yerushalayim, not to put on tefillin during Chol HaMoed. Because he used to put on tefillin, and then became a chassid, and the chassidim also would go off the Zoya, and they don't put on tefillin. Because he couldn't help the chai. He couldn't, mamish, every day Zukis was like, what's being Mekayim in the mitzvah of tefillin? Because came the last day of Zukis, and he's up the whole night, and he's looking, he's questioning at 4 o'clock in the morning, he goes outside, and he's pushing, looking at the sky, when can he put on tefillin? When can he put on tefillin? Ah! The first second, first of all, he's a shachar, bang! Puts on a mishiyaka, he puts on tefillin. So that was his chukka for mitzvah. So that was the story that he said. At the end of the tour, the boys got together, people that were there, and they spoke about their impressions of what they felt on the 5 days, whatever it was, that they were in Europe. One of the boys said, told him, he said, truth is that I stopped putting on tefillin 6 months ago. I haven't put on tefillin. I don't know if anybody knows. I haven't been putting on tefillin. He says, after that story, Be'ez Hashem being mekamot to put on tefillin. He said he met the boy months later. It's not the story happened in the past 2 years, two, 3 years. He met the boy a few months later, he's still putting on tefillin. He says, what's up, Shah? What's up, Shah? You feel no connection whatsoever to a mitzvah, so then why do it? Why not do it? If it's convenient to do it, then do it. If it's not so convenient, then it's not. Maybe by us, by tefillin, it's more chashuv, and therefore that's not a mitzvah that we're going to say such a thing about. But there's other mitzvahs, and there's other dikdukim, and there's other halachas that if it's convenient to do it, so then we'll do it. If it's not so convenient, so then maybe we won't do it. Now, if a person has a simcha and a mitzvah, so then in a chanami, he's connected. If you're connected, then you want to do it. Then there's an easy. He saw that there was a yid here that was mamish chalashing to do a mitzvah, chalashing tefillin that by him was just threw off the wayside by the badishavir was this is a very big deal that he couldn't mamish. He's such a chuki. He couldn't help the chayim. I just thought to give a few eitzes maybe of how we could have a simcha b'mitzvah. Simcha in general, people need simcha, but Tarzu shalei yavanetu Hashem lekecho. The simcha, the nekuda of the tviya is simcha b'mitzvah. Yadua that the Arizal told Reb Chaim Vital that the greatest darkest that he got to, which the Arizal is in kumoyso in kama v'kama deris in igle v'nister. So the darkest that he came to were because of the simcha b'mitzvah. That's where he was clearly his atzlocha. So just maybe a few different eitzes of dafka in order of chashivas or importance, just eitzes that might be able to help. First, one eitzah is maybe when a person has a tam, a person understands why he's doing the mitzvah, so then it connects him. A tam, taimei a mitzvah is kilushoinai, it gives the tam for the mitzvah, it gives the taste for the mitzvah. Something which doesn't taste good, so then maybe if you're forced to eat it, then you'll eat it. A person that lost by corona, they lost the taste. So that actually happened in my family. A bunch of people lost the taste, smell, whatever it was. And why do we eat then? It all of a sudden became a question before Pesach already. So like, why eat? Because you have to eat. You don't taste anything. You eat because you know you have to eat. But it's not geschmack. That's exactly what is a mitzvah. I do a mitzvah because I know that I have to do the mitzvah. But if I don't know the reason why I'm doing it, if I don't really understand it, so then it has no tam. So then in a chanami, it's much more difficult to do the mitzvah. It's much more of a dry mitzvah. Now, certainly, we don't know all the timing for the mitzvahs, but any time that we do it, like the chinuch says, like as many times in the Rambam in Meir Nevuchim goes to many of the mitzvahs. Kama v'kama timing of the mitzvahs. I remember I used to learn with Bali Tshuva weekly, and one of the reasons that I very much enjoyed learning with them is besides the fact that they're enthralled with anything which is new, the things that we've been doing for the past who knows how long, it's tremendous by them. But also they ask you very, very basic questions that you never thought of, like why do you wear a talis during davening? What do we do with Kiddush Levana? What do you mean, what are we doing with Kiddush Levana? We're doing Kiddush Levana. Ah. Right. So just things that you don't, it makes you stop and think. These questions that they would ask, that makes you stop and think, what am I doing? When you take a minute to think, what am I doing? A lot of the things, you can look in the Derech Hashem, goes through also. It happens to be that a lot of the Taimei Mitzvah is in Nistar more than Nigla. It's in, find by the Chassidim, find by the, I think Shamshar Paul Hirsch in 19 letters, he emphasizes that nekuda. A lot of people come disenchanted because they're missing the gishmak of the timing, and they don't. And that timing is lav dafka in the nigla. You have to sometimes look for it. Now all nigla and nistar come together. Everybody knows nigla. Everybody knows nistar. You have it's all mosik midvash. That's one thing that can help. A second thing that can help is when a person has a little bit of time to prepare himself for the mitzvah. When you're running into Shacharis and you have 45 minutes to daven Shacharis, put on your tefillin, daven, take off your tefillin, and anything else they have to do, so then there's no way that you can even take the extra 5 to 10 seconds to think about what you're doing when you put on your tefillin. You simply just don't have the time. You have to get your tefillin on, and you have to get a bunch of tefillin. And then, if a person would take the no, understand what he's doing, and in the yiratan that you say beforehand, the inu yimukhan mazuma that you say before tefillin, it tells you exactly what you're doing. If you do, a person would take an extra, maybe it's more than 5 to 10 seconds, 30 seconds, extra 30 seconds. But a lot of times we don't take that extra 30 seconds. If you have a little bit of hachana. And the Chassidim, Achon is even aggressive from the mitzvah. So I think, I forgot who it was that said it. One of the Gerei Rebbes, I think. It's an elastic fashion. Ki Koritz Kan Tzipa Lefanecho. It says that, that Madoch HaMitzvah Kala, like Shluch HaKein, that Tchias HaMesim is Tluyuba, Kal V'Chomer, Kol Shki and other mitzvah. The question is, why is it called the Mitzvah Kala? It says it's called the Mitzvah Kala because it says Ki Yikori. You chant upon it. It's only it happens when you chant upon it. That means that without any achana. A mitzvah without achana is a mitzvah kala. It's a mitzvah which is not. Just to take, it doesn't have to be achanas of going to the mikvah and achanas of a state that you're supposed to say beforehand, that most people probably even do say. You say the hinini mukhun mazuman as you're wrapping up your, you know, putting your talis on and rolling up your sleeve and taking off your watch and saying it. Just to think about what we're saying, that achana very often could make the difference, slightly etvos the difference in the mitzvah. Another reason to be some have a mitzvah is when a person realizes that that's the reason why he was created. There could be no greater simcha when a person feels a sense of accomplishment and a sense of fulfillment. That's exactly what a person, Berkowitz says in his Haggadah Shirim. He says that he once heard from a Russian engineer that is like mamish, a rocket scientist, that tremendous intellectual fellow that has done great things in it seems. And he says the greatest sense of accomplishment that he ever felt was one time he was in Russia and they came to a certain place and it was freezing cold, I don't know what it was, below zero, and they had no place to stay. They pushed it, they knocked down trees, they felled trees, and they made logs, and they built a house. With their own hands, they built a house in one night, whatever it was, a few people together, they mamish built it. He says, that is some of the accomplishment, this is what I built. He says, that's exactly what the Tzaddik wanted to take away. That's what he's saying in Haggadah. He says, peace and Ramsey, he says, no sense of accomplishment. You build an entire house, and the next morning, it's down in the ground. He says, there's no, that it kills a person. A person doesn't have that sense of accomplishment. When a person feels a sense of accomplishment, he feels fulfilled, then it gives them a sense of, it gives them simcha, it gives them happiness. Now, if you realize that you're here to do mitzvahs, kovan lo nivrel, elo, right, like the Mitzil Sharma says, lavoid, lamed vin yisoyim l'kayim mitzvahs. He says that's the reason why we're here. We're here, pashat v'im l'kayim mitzvahs. You think about that. Here I have an opportunity to do what I've been sent down to this world for. Not all the other things that maybe people think are important. This is Pashim. What I'm doing right now when I'm saying Shahakol Ne'evizvari, that's something which is the reason why I was put down in this world. The fourth thing is, the Magen Mishnah really reads that doch in this Rambam at the end of Hilchos Lulav. So he says, V'yasa atoiv mitzachu toiv, v'yivchar be'emes mitzachu emes, v'yekol be'inov torchon, v'yovin kilekach noitzer, v'shamesh es koinon, u'ksho'oise ma'shenivra b'shvila yismach v'yogil. He says when you do what you were created for, you should be rejoicing, you should be jumping up and down. V'yogil afisha simcha shar dvarim tulim b'dvarim b'teilim, she'enim kayamim, aval simcha b'asiyas ha-mitzvahis, b'lemidas ha-terev ha-chokma, yisimcha mitzvahis. Says the Magen Mishnah that it's the simcha mitzvahs. There's a lot of things that bring a person enjoyment, but it's not real simcha. It doesn't give a person a lasting simcha. This is something, it's totally b'dvarim b'teilim, presenting gishmak emil. It's totally b'dvarim b'teilim. Why? Because afterwards, the food is gone, and he doesn't, what's gishmak? But half an hour later, either he has a stomachache, or he forgot about it. Remembering, I remember when I was 12 years old, I had this all-you-can-eat sushi bar that was, no, most people, that's not what they're remembering. The real simcha mitzvah, the real lasting simcha, the real lasting enjoyment comes from avodas Hashem. That's the only thing that really gives a person, like we said, Shar Bitachon we mentioned, that's really what it is. See the first Sikkel Mechtam Elio, like I mentioned in the past, G'day to see it. It's the only thing that gives a person really lasting simcha. A person doesn't think about this fact. the story is from, it's actually in Torah for Life, I think it is brought down there, a story that quotes from Moshe Twersky, who was killed, Hashem Yikun Domer, who was killed in the Har Nof massacre. And he once asked the boys, he says it was after the day Erev Shavuos, and he asked them, did you dance last night? So he said, dance for what reason? So he said, what do you mean? You finished the mitzvah of 49 days counting Sfirah Soimah? He says, oh, it's not your problem. No, it's a problem with the system. In other words, that it's a double posture. The person should think about what he had the opportunity to complete a mitzvah that took a month and a half. Every day he was able to do it. Such a simple. And what the mitzvah is coming to the Kabbalah Satira. It's just, it's something that is not thought about. It's not in the system. This is what we do afterwards. And the last thing is, maybe, that will help the Avodas Hashem, is a story that I actually mentioned at the Brit yesterday, that I saw, I think, 2 days ago. Tremendous story. And as follows, there's a 87-year-old man who got corona. And Baruch Hashem, he got out of it, but he was on a ventilator for 2 weeks. And after he got better, they told him that, by the way, the price tag for the ventilator is $10,000. Kids of the man just started crying. He told him, don't worry about it, we can get a discount, get a third off, it's okay. Crying away, crying and crying. He said, you know what, half price. Well, we can do it, we can get a half price. Just crying. After he came to himself, he said, what am I crying about? I think it's the money that I'm crying about? I'm not crying about the money. He says, I'm 87 years old. And you're telling me that 2 weeks of breathing cost $10,000. I'm 87, is how many weeks of breathing had I have? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give me? And what did I pay him back? What did I give back to Ribbono Shel Olam for all the weeks that he gave me? The person realizes all the tremendous bracha that he has, all the tremendous simcha that he has, then in a chanami, it makes it a lot easier to do Avodas Hashem, and a person is to be eager to do Avodas Hashem. When you realize, what have I given to you, Ribbono Shel Olam? Mo Oshir LaHashem Kol Tag Milo Yaloi. Ah, I have another opportunity to show my simcha and show my Akor Satoriv. Shein Chokofi Toriv, like we see in this expression, to show my Akor Satoriv to Ribbono Shel Olam for all that you've given me. When a person would think, the person really wants to get a little bit of a jolt, maybe he shouldn't do it during Corona. Spend the afternoon in the emergency room, and we'll see what he has to be thankful for. And have all our every person's system. Every time that he's able to relieve himself, every time that he's able to. Somebody here was telling me actually he was in the hospital for a few weeks, and when he was finally able, he wasn't able to relieve himself by himself. Finally, after a few weeks, he's able to, and that was like a big milestone. He says, the tant that he made by the Asher Yotzer, his first Asher Yotzer, he says, he can't believe it. What's the reason? Because he finally realized, he came to the realization of, wow, what a Kaddish Baruch Hu has given me, what I take for granted. When you realize how much Ribbono Shel Olam gave you, then you'll have a simcha in all the CSM mitzvahs.